Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, here we are. Good afternoon. Another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport. We are here to bring you another episode. And this time what we're going to do is talk about the defense. We went through the coaches. We went through the offense. Now it's time to take a look at what really has been the MVP of this Eagles 3-0 start. In my book, this record that the Eagles have is purely on the strength of that defense. Yes. Don't get me wrong, Carson Wentz has played game very well. Offensive Rookie of the Month, congratulations to Wentz for that. He was the NFC Rookie of the Week recently, and then they just compounded it into the NFL overall, the best rookie of the month of September. So kudos to Carson Wentz, over 700 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The guy has definitely stood out, without a doubt. He's managing the game very well. He's playing within the scheme. When it's time to take those deep shots, he's making them. So you have to give him props for that. But at the same time, Fletcher Cox was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. Brandon Graham should get an honorable mention for that. Malcolm Jenkins should get honorable mention for that. Rodney McLeod should get honorable mention for that. Do you see where I'm getting at? That defense is full of players that are impactful. And I tell you, man, this 3-0 record, if that defense isn't playing the way that they are, it's not going to be there. They've only given up an average of 9 points per game. Think about that. 9 points per game through the first 3 games. That's number 1 in the NFL. They're among the top 10 and pretty much every statistical category you could think of when it comes to defense, just overall team defense. Outstanding job. So let's look at this defense. We're going to start from the front because that's really where it's all happening, that front 4, that front 8 really, because you have a rotation of guys. So let's just look in the middle. We're going to start from the heart of it. Fletcher Cox, A++. The guy has played outstanding football. 3 sacks on the season, a forced fumble, 6 quarterback hurries, multiple tackles for loss. He's a disruptor. That's the bottom line. Fletcher Cox will get into the backfield, blow up your running plays, get that tackle for a loss. He's consistently pushing the pocket. A++, without a doubt. Right now, he is probably, outside of Everson Griffin, probably the best. And you have to give Von Miller credit, too. But outside of those, you know, he's, put it this way, he is a top 5 overall defensive player right now. I would struggle to find 5 guys who are playing better defense than Fletcher Cox right now. You're welcome to name 5 guys. You could hit me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. But I guarantee you I could come back with a strong argument against it. Nevertheless, Fletcher Cox, the top player on the Eagles defense. Next to him, you have Benny Logan, who actually is doing an awesome job as well. I'll give him a B grade. He has a sack on the season. He's gotten quarterback pressure. He had the block kick against the Steelers. That was a tone setter for that game. You look at what they're able to do together. I mean, those two are really pushing that pocket in the middle of the defense, and they're making it very difficult for the quarterback to find space to move. So Benny Logan, outstanding job. He gets a B. Moving to the outside, we're going to look at that rotation of guys, starting with Brandon Graham. Excuse me. Brandon Graham gets the A. He's got 3 sacks on the season. The guy just gets that consistent pressure off the edge, really developing into an outstanding pass rusher. I like that move that he's able to use where he's developing a spin move, spinning back inside. He keeps giving him that speed off the edge, speed off the edge, speed off the edge. a little bit of bull rush to it as well. And then he'll spin it right back inside, leaves the tackle just standing there confused. And it happened against the Steelers, and he was able to get pressure and flush Roethlisberger over to Cox for one of his sacks. So you definitely have to look at Brandon Graham as an A-plus guy as well. Very strong against the run. He sets that edge aggressively as well. Looking at those two guys, you know, when you're mixing in Vinnie Curry and Connor Barwin as well, this front four overall gets an A. Now, Connor Barwin, he struggled a bit as far as getting washed down, and the Bears were able to run outside on a couple series. But Barwin is another guy that brings that pressure off the edge. He's a very athletic pass rusher, has that nice get off. So you got to look at him, and then Vinnie Curry brings that power. He has a good jump off the ball as well, but he brings that power. Both of those guys, I'm going to give a B. You would like to see the sack numbers a little bit higher, but, I mean, there's only so many snaps to go around. And you look at just how many snaps this team overall is getting per game. It's about 38, which is 20 less than their average last year. So there's only so many snaps where only so many guys can get to the quarterback. And overall, that front four is doing the job. Moving on to the guys behind them, the second level of the defense. And just before we forget, Steven Means and Marcus Smith were also getting some time. Bo Allen was getting some play. And we can't forget about the rookie, Destiny Vieira. He had that sack fumble against the Bears. That was a tone setter. You know, he's able to poke it out of Jay Cutler's hands and set them up for another touchdown during their consecutive unanswered point streak. So didn't forget about you either, number 97. Good job as a rookie. Moving back to the second level of the defense and linebackers, and we're going to start with Jordan Hicks. And I'm going to tell you what I like about Jordan Hicks. What I like about him is his ability to track down that screen game. He has mobility, man. Like his sideline to sideline pursuit ability, it's there. And you see him diagnose those screens and come down and make the play and keep it from being a big gain. And that's so important. Because when you have an aggressive upfield rushing team like the Eagles, especially up front, one of the ways to counter that is by the screen pass. So when you have a guy like Jordan Hicks that could track down these screens behind those guys that are getting upfield, that helps so much. And then Nigel Bradham as well. He shows the range. You know, he came up and made a couple plays as well. So between those two, with the Eagles running their nickel package so much because of what they're facing as far as the three receiver sets from a lot of these teams, you see Bradham and Jordan Hicks in the game mostly, and I give both of them a B. They're playing outstanding. Nigel Bradham especially, that's an under-the-radar signing that did not get a lot of publicity, so to speak, but I tell you what, it solidified that linebacking core. I guarantee you that, and he's played really well. And there was a play last week against the Bears, 2 weeks ago rather, where you had that whole defense in unison. And I actually outlined that on the EaglesWire.USAToday.com. And basically what happened, you had the jam on the outside. Jalen Mills jammed Jeffrey, knocked off the timing. Cox got that interior pressure. Bradham dropped back in the passing lane, interception. And that was another turnover for the Eagles against the Bears. So Bradham is playing really well. I give him a B. And as I said, Jordan Hicks a B. Michael Kendricks is the enigma. Now, he had 19 snaps and 21 snaps. I didn't check the snap count for this past game against the Steelers, but I would imagine it was in that 20 to 25 snap range. And he's the odd man out when it comes to the nickel package, you know, which is interesting because Kendricks, pound for pound, is probably the most athletic Eagle on the team, but he's just not in that mix in that particular package. I want to see what they continue to do with him because you got Steven Tulloch who's getting some snaps as well. So you have a bit of a rotation there. Kendricks is very capable of making plays. He has that ability to, you know, track down the ball carrier. He'll come up and he'll make a hit, you know, at the line of scrimmage as well. He's someone you could blitz on the interior gaps. It's interesting. He is, like I called him, an enigma. I'm going to give him a C. You know, just because I would like to see more from him. I want to see him, you know, play a little bit better as far as in coverage as well. He missed a couple tackles on the season. I mean, it's going to happen. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, chastise the guy because I still think he's a good player. But I just expect more from him than what we've seen. So he's going to get a C. Steven Tulloch, his grade is incomplete. He's not getting enough snaps for us to truly get a grade on him. But I do think that when he's in the game, he's playing well. Had a nice hit on Alshon Jeffrey a couple weeks ago when he caught a pass across the middle. So it's going to be interesting. He's playing against his former team, the team that released him just a little bit over a month ago. So definitely going to look forward to seeing him get some time against his ex-mates. That's going to be a good game when they go to Detroit next week. So we'll be looking for that. What we're going to do is just wrap it up with the secondary. And just looking at the secondary, I think you have to go right to the safety position. And Malcolm Jenkins, as I mentioned in the introduction, is playing lights out football. He's someone that statistically, okay, he may not be a guy statistically that you would say is a candidate for defensive player of the month. But I tell you what, if you watch him, you watch the way that they've been able to blitz him. He has a sack on the season, by the way. They've been able to blitz him, you know, inside. He's coming off the edge. He could drop down in the box, and they're using him in coverage from time to time. He did an outstanding job of making a play against a screen pass. Again, this screen is what they're going to do against the Eagles. The Steelers did it last week. They tried to screen the Sammy Coates. They had 3-on-3. And Jenkins was the man that was not blocked, and he had to make the open field tackle. He did it, and it was a 1 or 2 yard gain. Those are the type of plays you need from your safety. He's getting the guys lined up as well, and he did a big time job contributing towards the coverage of Gary Barnage in the first game. Shut him down. I think he had maybe 3 targets. So you look at what Jenkins is doing. He gets an A from me. I think that he's a leader on this team, and he's someone that's really standing out. Moving on to Rodney McLeod. McLeod has a couple interceptions on the season. That interception he had against the Steelers, I don't know if you folks understand the range that it took to be able to go back and make that interception and then to take it away from Darius Heyward-Bey. That was a play and a half, man. I definitely have to give him credit for that. And he's a very rangy safety. He will come up and make hits. That was a solid signing. You know, pairing those two together, I think they have a good, outstanding safety tandem for years to come. And they are definitely among the top 5, maybe even top 3 safety tandems in the NFL in my book right now. Moving on to the corners. Okay, Leotis McKelvin, incomplete. He's been injured, you know, and the injuries are something that have plagued him in the past, and it's continued to plague him. So we'll see how he's going to be able to come back against Detroit, how that's going to change the rotation in the midst of his absence. Jalen Mills has stood out. Yes, he's given up a couple big plays, but, you know, the assignment that he's drawn as far as going against Alshon Jeffrey and then going against Antonio Brown and drawing them the bulk of the time, I think he did well. He helped limit Jeffrey to 96 yards on 5 receptions. Now, obviously, you had the 49-yarder that set up the Bears' touchdown. But, I mean, those plays are going to happen. And, you know, he was able to bounce back from that. It was just a result of being a little too aggressive. And that's what happens when you're a rookie. You know, you want to make something happen. You want to jump a route. And you make a mistake. And that's what he did. But he bounced back. Looking against Antonio Brown, working against him outside with that footwork, you know, that's a tough task, but he did a good job. I'm going to give him a C because we still want to see more from him. Ron Brooks, he's been interesting, you know, playing in the slot, and he's limited when he's playing outside. I'm going to give him a C as well. He is somebody that, you know, he gave up a play, a back shoulder to Antonio Brown, but he's got the ability to bring physicality off of the edge and, you know, be a nickel guy. But his grade is a C. I'm moving on to Nolan Carroll because we're short on time. I'm going to give Nolan Carroll a B. I like the way he's been able to play. Had the big play that he gave up against Terrell Pryor, but, you know, he was in position. Pryor just made a play on us. So just looking at the overall secondary, I'm going to give them a B because of the safety position. And, defense-wise, you got to give them an A, man. That front four, the linebackers, the second, they're all playing really well. So I think this Eagles defense is something that's for real. It's here to stay. And Jim Schwartz is doing an outstanding job with the guys. kudos to Jim Schwartz. He gets an A++ as well as defensive coordinator. I love the energy that he brings and the guys feed off of that. There you have it. That's the show. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the Eagles, the Locked On Eagles podcast on iTunes and Audio Boom. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. And in addition to that, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.